you have a Bible available, please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. If you need a Bible, there's not one in front of you. Raise your hand and the ushers will get a Bible to you to use. Deuteronomy chapter 8. This morning, ladies and gentlemen, is a very most precious time of personal worship in the church, and that's communion. So many times I've noticed that sometimes communion is just tacked on the end, and we do communion without understanding the real meaning behind the personal intimate communion that you have when you partake of the ingredients in remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Communion is an intimate, personal time of worship. It is a command. Do this. There's no option about it. Do this. It's a command. That night when the Lord Jesus Christ was with his disciples, the night he was betrayed, sitting around that table, I can just kind of picture when he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." He was just hours away from the cross. The disciples were going to continue the ministry. And in order to continue the ministry, they must remember the Lord Jesus Christ and what he accomplished, what he was teaching, and what he was going to the cross for. If they did not remember to do the work of the ministry and remembering the Lord Jesus Christ, just think what would happen. They shook up the world with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They would not forget who Jesus was. So many times we forget. We forget. Communion, then, is the most personal time of worship in the church. It's a church ordinance. It's a command. And it's a time for us to come before him with reverence, with a heart overflowing with gratitude and thanksgiving for the salvation that we have through Jesus Christ, who paid our sins on the cross, buried, and he rose again the third day, and he had the power to give eternal life to all who believe. And if you're here this morning and never put your faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, oh, how I urge you to do so. We have heaven tracts on the table in the foyer. Explains exactly what you must do to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and the gift of eternal life. Let's define communion. And I'm going to bring out 2 points this morning that is very crucial in not forgetting. Do not forget. The definition means to have in common, to participate and have partnership with an order for worship to take place. So during communion, when the ingredients are passed out, take my body in remembrance of me. We remember the life of the Lord Jesus Christ and his suffering. Then he said, "This is my cup, the new covenant in my blood." We must always remember that, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, John the Baptist proclaimed when he saw Jesus. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He paid the price for the world. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That was a desire for the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's telling the 12, "Gentlemen, do not forget me." In the Revelation chapter 2, the Lord rebuked the church of Ephesus. They forgot and left their first love. And he rebuked him. He said, "I'm going to remove your lampstands right out." And he did. There's no sign of the churches of Ephesus any longer. They forgot their first love. Revelation chapter 3, the church of Sardis. Jesus rebuked him. They forgot the things they were taught. We have a tremendous responsibility as Christians. We are told to remember the word of God. I have a list here from Psalms 119. Psalms 119 is a chapter, a book from Psalms regarding the importance of the Word of God. And I'm just going to read a few to you. I just like for us to really grab a hold of the importance of this. Psalms 119, verse 16, I'll just read a few. I will not forget your word. I will not forget your word. Verse 49, remember the words your servant. Verse 52, I remember your judgments. I remember your name. I have not forgotten your law. I do not forget your statutes. I will never forget your precepts. I do not forget your law. Folks, when we forget, there's two things that we're going to see in Deuteronomy 8 that can just destroy the church in forgetting. I've listed five things here on just there's more than these five things, but I'd like for just like for us to kind of review these five things, and Red has them on the overhead. I can just see the Lord Jesus Christ telling his disciples, I want you to remember me, the Son of God, deity. Do not forget that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is Emmanuel. He is God in the flesh. That separates us, Christianity, from any other man-made religion in this world, is the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is God. Don't forget it. Second, I can just see him telling the disciples, don't forget my teachings. 12 years old, he's in the synagogue teaching things that were beyond human reason. He was the Son of God. Don't forget my teachings, especially the gospel. He came to seek and save who was lost. The good news. The good news. Third, don't forget my suffering, my humanity. It's hard to imagine for me, in my human mind, how God became a man and suffered. He could call legions of angels, but he counted it all joy to go to the cross and die for you. Die for you personally. He died for you. He suffered for you. And he counted it all joy. That's love, isn't it? Don't forget his sufferings. And then most of all, it's probably very, very precious. Don't forget his blood sacrifice. The cross. We see crosses everywhere. We see crosses. And when you see a cross, I think it would be very wise of us to just stop and contemplate a little bit and remember what he did on the cross for you. The sacrificial Lamb of God who shed his blood for the sins of the world. Don't forget. Don't forget. Fifth, how about the resurrection? He says, I'm going to come again, the second coming. Well, there would not be a second coming without the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, the foundation of our faith. He arose. He arose. So we see that the communion, it's not only involves once a month, like you do here, which is very, very, very fine, but it's our everyday life. It's living the Christian life and remembering the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not forget the Word of God. James chapter 1 says, don't be just hearers of the Word of God, but doers. If you're not doers of the Word of God, when you go look in the mirror, when you leave, you forget what kind of a person you are. So remembering, it's not just hearing only, but doers of the Word of God. And then you and I will remember. 2 Peter says, I will not neglect in calling you to remembrance of these things, speaking of the salvation that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. How important is remembering? Are you in Deuteronomy chapter 8? Deuteronomy chapter 8, please. Deuteronomy chapter 8. The Bible tells us we can go to the Old Testament and see and learn by examples. And then Deuteronomy chapter 8 reveals two important factors regarding forgetting. Deuteronomy chapter 8. We will begin in verse 1 of Deuteronomy chapter 8, then we'll skip down to verse 11. But verse 1 of Deuteronomy chapter 8 reads, "Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply, and go and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers." Notice this in verse 2. "And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to test you." Don't forget, the Lord wants you to remember. Well, what about all the spiritual blessings? We're going to talk about the physical blessings of Israel right here, but what about Ephesians chapter 1 that says, "In Christ we have been given," past tense, "all spiritual blessings." All we have. We have been given all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. And then in Ephesians chapter 1, it continues. It says, "You've been adopted into the family of God. You've been forgiven of all sins. You've been accepted into the beloved. And you have been in joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ." And that was given to you through his ministry of deity, the gospel, humanity, blood sacrifice, and the promise of Lord Jesus, "Come quickly." Don't forget it. Verse 11, two things that we're going to bring out that's very major in forgetting. Verse 11, beware, danger. I'm in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. "Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwelt in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up." Now listen, that should ring a bell. Look, notice all the things that God has given. And then he warns, "When your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who fed you through that great and terrible wilderness in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land, where there were no water, who bought water for you out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which brings your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you, to do you good in the end. Then you say in your heart," "my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth." Danger, beware. What's the first danger? What do you want me to write down of forgetting? Anybody? Huh? Forgetting will lead to pride. I did it. That's what it says. "When you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gave me this wealth." When we forget who we are in Christ and the riches we have in Christ, beware, danger, pride will set in, and I guarantee it. Pride. I did it. do not ever add any works to the gospel of grace. Amen? It's all of grace and not of works that any man should boast. Everything that we have in Christ has been given to us, and we have dare, whatever that means. How dare we boast about it? Do not let pride enter our thinking. It's all through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have another danger. And by the way, I see this pride entering the church in the Word of Faith movement and in the prosperity gospel. I see that. And I talked about that about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I don't remember. I remember. It was 3 Sundays ago. I don't remember. That was a boo-boo, wasn't it? Yeah. All right, there's one more. Verse 18 of Deuteronomy chapter 8. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, and he may establish his covenant which he swore in your fathers as in this day. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget, watch this now, forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. What's the next danger? I'm not going to call it, they call it idols. But what I see today in forgetfulness in the church, it's false doctrine. When you forget, watch out for false doctrine. And I see that so evident today in those two major movements, the prosperity gospel and the word of faith movement. It cannot be any plainer than what we read this morning about forgetting in remembrance of me, of who we are in Christ, what Jesus has accomplished for you and I at the cross. Don't forget. Don't forget. I believe it's an everyday situation where you and I should reflect our thanksgiving. We should be so thankful, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, for example, for the salvation that we have in. Just think about it, for the salvation that we have in Christ Jesus. Just think about it. We went from death to life in Christ. Before Mother's Day in 1975, in that little church over there, I was dead. I was on my way to hell. Now I have life because I put my faith in Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I was in the second pew over there. And do I remember? Mother's Day of 1975, I was in the second pew over there. And Pastor Seekins gave the gospel. And I trusted the Lord as my personal Savior and my wife Trudy at the same time. And we went from death to life. That should be something to be thankful for, shouldn't it be? I have the security of eternal life. 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. I don't doubt it. I absolutely guarantee that I know my name's in the book of life. My citizenship is already there. I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting. What? You don't know my age. So as we partake of communion today, folks, when the ingredients are passed down, have a heart overflowing with gratitude and thanksgiving. Remember what he did for you at the Calvary. Okay? Remember. Will the ushers come forward, please?